WFT. Woofty. Here's your word for today with Professor Rowley Sussex.
You may or may not be out on strike today, but either way, you may be curious to learn where this expression comes from. In the 18th century, square-rigged ships had sails, and the sails used to hang from vertical pieces of wood called spars or yards. To make the ship go, you had to raise the yards and set them at the right angle to the wind. Well, in 1769, a group of sailors wanted to make a protest by stopping a ship leaving port, and so they lowered the yards. No yards, no sails, and no sails, no motion. Another word for lowering the yards was to strike them. The idea of striking the yards as a means of protest quickly spread beyond sailing ships, especially in the 19th century with the gradual organization of labor. And in time, the verb became a noun, so that you could not only strike, but you could be on strike or go out on strike. So if you are on strike, you are harking back to an ancient naval protest. I'm Rowley Sussex, and this has been Your Word for Today.
For more on language, check out the ABC podcast, A Word in Your Ear, available free on iTunes and the ABC website.